News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Don't wake me up before you go. We all know and appreciate the pleasures of a weekend lie-in. Turns out, an extra hour on Saturday or Sunday spent in bed might have a good impact on your health, helping to fight depression. That's according to the latest study published in the journal Sleep Medicine. So are you using your weekends to catch up and sleep, and is it really a good idea? Well, let's ask Deirdre McSweeney, sleep technologist and cognitive behaviour therapist for insomnia. Deirdre, is it a good idea to try and catch up at sleep at the weekend?
Good morning to you all. No, it isn't, basically, because as soon as you give people a license to think about that, they'll take it in handfuls. Of course, there's always that funny situation of, come on, elbow in the side, it's your turn to take the kids to camp or whatever. But the basic premise is that certainly, as has been proclaimed in the article about it helping delay the onset of depression or whatever, is kind of mixing too many things together in the one pot. Because, I mean, depression is a very serious mental health issue that has obvious, well-known headlines to it, including kind of the sadness or fatigue or actual emotional and physical inability to function. And it can be treated happily. But the idea that, according to this article, that having your lie-in on a Saturday or a Sunday morning will help prevent that is a no-no. The whole point
is it not better, though? Is it not better to look? Ideally, everyone gets 7 or 8 hours sleep a night. I work in a business where that isn't realistic. Is it not better to try and grab more sleep at the weekend?
Yeah, and a lot of the articles talk about that in terms of what is called balancing the books, i.e. burning the candle at both ends, possibly for work and all the rest of it during the week, and then, Saturday, Sunday comes and that's where you do your catch-up. But it is actually not a very good idea, because sleep really being in there as one of our most robust biological signals and needs really needs to be attended to, and regularly, really. And regularity is the key to us kind of functioning at all different levels.
Yeah. I get up at 4:45 every morning. I don't get 8 hours sleep. God. I'm never going to get 8 hours sleep. Am I not better off trying at least to get a bit more sleep at the weekend? I know it's not ideal, but is that not better?
The awful giveaway word, trying. We shouldn't have to try to sleep. The people talk about this in terms of what is the value of naps and napping. And I mean, okay, we know that, a little kind of 10, 15 minutes nap during the day can make us feel really energized. It's known actually to lower blood pressure, enhance learning, and really kind of improve mood. But the whole key about napping is to keep it short. So 10 to 20 minutes is the absolute max that really people should give in to.
So don't go back to bed for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, don't go back to bed. I mean, whatever about waking on the Saturday or Sunday morning and sort of looking at the clock and deliciously knowing that you can roll over. Yeah, keep that one short as well. It basically eats into your complement of nighttime sleep that you deserve. And there is such a thing in the literature, Shane, as Sunday night insomnia.
Okay, but if you're not, just finally, if you're not, and I know you're saying you need to, but if you're not getting that sleep at night, is it not better is it not better to nap for an hour and a half, to go back to bed for an hour and a half the next day if you don't get that sleep?
Okay, it's a lovely feeling, Shane, but it actually is not necessarily doing you that much extra good, because the level of sleep, the depth of sleep, or the staging of sleep, as we'd call it in the medical world, is not going to be of value to you anyway.
Okay, all right. So look, basically you're saying there's no substitute for getting your 7 or 8 hours sleep at night.
Yeah, and certainly, the couple of minutes extra, the half an hour extra. I mean, that article that was proclaimed in The Guardian was sort of saying, don't wake me up until you come in with the croissants. You know, a little bit kind of facile, actually, because it is a very serious point, really, that lie-ins actually can kind of damage your sleep and give rise, as I said, to an ongoing problem with sleep where they feel you're stealing something. There can even be an an attitude of guilt attached to it, God, it's the last thing you should associate with sleep and sleep need is that.
Okay. Deirdre McSwinney, sleep technologist and cognitive behaviour therapist for insomnia. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.